Good morning, God bless you all. And for me, I've really just been thinking today about great expectation of God and what we think is what we become. So when we're sat and we could be and maybe a negative situation maybe going on, if you sit and dwell on it, you're going to become really miserable. You're going to become very negative. You're going to not going to be happy when you really do look at the circumstances, if your circumstances aren't so good. But when we sit and we realise what God has for us, that the circumstances are so temporal, that 1 hour God is a eternal God, and what he says is forever. So when we look at ourselves, we really need to look at ourselves prosperous, in health, happy, in great relationships. We need to be able to see ourselves and become what we think. Because when we're thinking on such things, if you desire a big house, or if you desire to be speaking to the millions, if you desire to really be raising the dead and really healing the sick, or if you really desire this, then it can become. But you need to keep thinking and dwelling on the things of God, not thinking and dwelling of now, because now is very temporal, but what is to become is eternal. And what we can become depends on what we're speaking and what we're thinking. And when we think about the things of God, and when we think about why are we doing this? What is our intentions? Is our intentions what we can get from God? Or is our intentions what we can give to others from God? But have you got God's heart? Do you want all men to be saved? Do you want your words? Do you want your words to be the same as the people that are around you, that you love? Do you want their words mute, the negative words mute? Do you want God to work through them and see the light that you see in this world? That we can, and we are the lights, and we become the lights when we speak. When we speak what God says. When we're as bold as a lion. When we do not fear no man. When we are in this with pure God intentions. When you're in this with God's heart and God's love, because he can give this to you. What God can give to you from his heart is a prayer away. When we pray and we trust God, what is coming to you this year is within your relationship with God, within your prayer time with God, within your thoughts and your mind and your actions and the way you're speaking and the way you're thinking. Are you thinking on the things of God? Are you still thinking on the things of the earth? Are you thinking on the things that are temporary? Are you thinking on the positives of God? You've really sat and you know that God is for you, and you know that what you desire, and when you do what God encourages you to do through his men, because he has to have men to use as his voice box. So they speak to us from God. So we need to have that trust that what is being spoken to us, and grab hold of it, because it is the words from God. And when we go full steam, we can run with it. And we say, I'm going to grab this, do this with my full heart, have full intentions with God. God's heart, he loves you, and he also wants you to be prosperous and in health, and that's in all things. This isn't just about finances. This is in all things. He wants us prosperous in our health, in our relationships, in every life circumstances. And how can we be prosperous today? In our thoughts, we can sit and we can think about the things that God, what God has done for us, and who we are in Christ. Because who we are is who is the truth, is the reality. That what the world is speaking is not reality, it's fake news. But when you get entangled in it, like if you watch a TV program, if you watch the news and you get entangled in it, you then become fearful. If you become entangled with the world, you then become fearful. You then start to doubt. You then start to fear and worry. And then you start to dwell on the negatives that could happen, or what ifs. It's about God and his love and his kingdom and how he really does love us on such an individual basis. This is not a Sunday church walk. This is a daily walk. This is a walk with God that we can do daily. When you have the heart, you can't go a day without God. You can't go a week without doing what you need to do. You can't go a day without doing what you need to do. But you can't go week by week, or go sit on fellowship this week, but next week I won't. It's flippant, and it's not dedicated. God wants the consistent, dedicated ones, the hungry ones for him who has his heart, who loves him as much as he loves them, who will do for them and speak for him like he has done for you. And he will certainly speak for you. He will make you the head and not the tail. In fact, he has made you the head and not the tail. But his mindset, where's our minds? Is our mind set on God, or is it set on the world? Oh, this has happened, all that's happened, or this person really upset me. No, it's not about that. Don't let small circumstances take you away from our big God and what he's got for us, because his plan for you is so much bigger than today. And what we speak today is gonna it will determine your future of tomorrow. So speak the godly things. Speak what God has for you. Speak how much God loves us, what he has for other people. Be that example around people who have non-understanding. So what are your true intentions with God and his kingdom? Because he knows every man. He knows every man's heart. He knows what we are thinking in everyday basis. So think on God. Think on his things. Think on the great things that God is doing. Because even though today may not be as perfect as you planned, know that tomorrow could be. And we need to go with God's perspective. Look at things in such a different light. You know, we need to remember that our words matter. What we're speaking matters. We say what we want, not what we see. We speak into our future. What we're speaking today is going to affect our tomorrow. And what are your desires with God? Is your heart truly there? And if it isn't, it's a prayer away. God, I don't really feel excited right now, or I don't really feel, my heart may not be in the right place. Give me your heart. So remember, today is your greatest day, no matter how you wake up, how you feel. Feelings are flippant, and we go with what God says, not about how we feel, not about our emotional state. But know that we can have a great mind for everything, every circumstance, every situation, because God has given us that. God has given us all things, and that's mind, thoughts, emotions. When they're focused on him and not focused on this world and focused on what's going on around us, and keeping our minds with God, then know God can do exceedingly abundantly above more than you've asked or thought. He can work in people's hearts. He can switch people's hearts around. He makes the impossible possible and makes it look so easy, because anything is possible with God. God bless you.